Welcome to Energy Management for those of us who are a little bit sensitive. If you feel that you are emotionally sensitive and find the world to be just a smidge overwhelming, then chances are you're an empath. And being empathetic is more than just being emotionally sensitive. When you're sympathetic for someone, you feel for people. But when you're an empath, you feel with people. You actually share the experience that the other person is having. If you're wondering if you're an empath, a typical sign is that when you were growing up, you were told that you were just too emotional. I want to tell you that being an empath is not a weakness. It's a superpower. And once you've learned how to manage your superpower, you'll be able to live life in a completely new and empowered way. First things first, let's accept that you are not crazy. You're an empath. Let's say that again. You are not crazy. You are an empath. You're simply overwhelmed with all the emotional stimulus in the world. And you haven't been taught how to manage your emotions, your energy field, and your sensitivities. Accepting that empathy, psychic insight, intuition, and healing all go together allows you to celebrate your talents instead of constantly trying to deny them and shut them down. Constant denial and refusal to acknowledge your skills can lead to depression and anxiety. So there's another telltale sign. If you suffer from depression and anxiety, chances are you are an empath who just hasn't learned to manage his or her way through life. So I'm here to help you be an empowered empath. Claim your power. Putting your empathetic skills to work helps you to fulfill your life's purpose. Fulfilling your life's purpose puts your soul at ease. And putting your soul at ease dissolves any feelings of unworthiness, victimhood, depression, and anxiety. There are two different types of empaths. There's a physical empath where you have the ability to feel what's happening in another person's body, and an emotional empath where you feel someone else's emotions as if they were your own. And a lot of times you're like me, where you have both types of empathy. You're able to feel what's happening in someone else's body and you're able to experience their emotions. But whatever type of empath you are, it's really important to manage what we call energy transfers. An energy transfer is pulling someone else's energy into your own field. When you experience unintentional energy transfers, it can leave you feeling very depleted, very confused. And those feelings lead to feelings of depression and anxiety. So the more you learn to manage your own energy, and the more you create an intimate relationship with your energy body and knowing who you are, you're able to tell the difference between someone else's issues and your own. And if you know how to do some body testing, you're able to quickly gauge and ask your body, is this mine or is this someone else's? As an empath, it is critical to have a healthy daily practice of energy management. This daily practice should consist of grounding, clearing and cleansing, and replenishing your energy. Let's go through each one of those steps of a daily practice. First, there's grounding. Grounding is the act of being present in your physical body, thoughts, and energetically connected to the earth. When you're grounded, you are open, compassionate, and engaged to whatever and whomever is in your now moment. As a healer, being grounded allows you to be able to fully connect and transmute pain into peace in that now moment. If you're feeling scattered, upset, confused, chances are you're not grounding. In our next slide, I'm going to introduce some grounding techniques to you. Each grounding technique is meant to connect your center line into the earth. This center line is also known as your channel or your main meridian. In the gyrotonic world, we call this your fifth line. It's that center energy line that runs straight through your body. Opening and connecting your center channel allows for direct and efficient flow of life force energy through you. Your feet offer a tactile connection to the earth so that your energy channel can open and connect through your entire chakra system. Your grounding cord is the part of your channel that goes from the base of your spine, down your legs, through the soles of your feet, and into the earth. Every time you ground, you want to focus on this line. And you can work on extending this line through your legs, through your feet, into the earth, deeply, deeply into the earth. Go all the way to the center of the earth. You can wrap your grounding cord around the core, the center core of the earth. Allow yourself to be very, very deeply rooted. Some grounding techniques consist of walking barefoot on the earth. So find some grass, sand, dirt, any kind of earthly material, and walk on that barefoot. You can lie on your back on the ground, allowing the entire length of your spine to have contact with the ground. If you need something that's really very quick, you can rub the soles of your feet together. Simply being in nature allows you an opportunity to ground. Eating fresh food and drinking spring water, that also allows you to ground and have connectivity to the earth. Exercise is always a guaranteed way to get really very present in your body. And a grounding or earthing mat or shoes, those are also wonderful tools to use to really ground and connect deeply into the earth. The second step of your daily practice should be a clearing or cleansing of your energy field and your energy body. Because energy transfers can happen with little to no conscious effort, it's really important to consistently cleanse our energy fields. In other words, you may be picking things up simply by walking down the street. If you're not protected well when you go out into public, then you very well may be magnetizing and pulling in other people's energy into your field and into your energy body. And just as you cleanse your body regularly to keep them dirt and germ free, you want to clean your energy body regularly to keep it healthy and free from any negative energy. Regular clearing and cleansing strengthens your field, so you're able to go out in public and manage much, much more energy without feeling affected. You can go out into crowded spaces and not feel anxious, not feel overwhelmed. Some clearing and cleansing techniques consist of washing your hands after every Reiki session, or if you're a practitioner that works with his or her hands, washing your hands after every client, that also does a really good job of cleansing your energy. You can also imagine soaking your hands in a bucket of cool water and set the intention to drain the energy out of your hands. This is my favorite, the golden ball. You imagine a golden ball of energy that grows in between your solar plexus and your heart chakras. Allow that ball to grow and absorb any negative energy as it expands throughout your entire being. While you're allowing this to happen, you can set the intention to remove anything that is no longer serving you. Allow this golden ball to grow, fill up your entire being, and then start expanding out past your physical body and into your auric field. Allow it to grow 360 degrees around your entirety and take any negative energy out with it as it expands. Once you make it out past your auric field, allow all negative energy to release from this golden ball and be transmuted into light and love for healing. You could smudge yourself with either burning or spraying sage around your entire body. The practice of meditation always helps to clear your energy body, especially if you set the intention to meditate on the different Reiki symbols. those help to strengthen your ability to clear your energy field. And of course, giving and receiving Reiki. The exchange of energy, life force energy running through you and being shared with the recipient, that will always clear your energy field. Because remember, the practice of energy clears you first and fills you with life force energy before you start sharing with another person. And then at the end of the day, or heck, anytime during the day, right? You can take a salt bath with lavender and rosemary, a beautiful cleansing bath. And once you have grounded and cleared your energy, it's really important to replenish. It is extremely easy to expend energy without realizing it. If you find that you're tired throughout the day, you are spending energy faster than you are replenishing. So you want to make a concerted effort, a very deliberate practice of replenishing any energy so that you are full of life force energy that allows you to rejuvenate in any moment. So here's the good news. Grounding and clearing practices are also really good at helping us to replenish our energy. So quite often, as you're grounding, you can replenish. As you're cleansing, you can replenish. But if you're looking for specific additional techniques, massage, Reiki, contact with animals or plants, sitting in the sunlight, standing in the sunlight, and anything creative helps to replenish your energy. Remember that the more sensitive an empath you are, the more you need to practice energy management. I hope these techniques help you. I hope that you are able to live and thrive in your daily life.